Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC ExCom call on Tuesday, 13th of September 2017. On the call today, we have John Carr, Consulate Ileleji, Raul Ploma, apologies from Juan Manuel, and Olivia Kwame. From staff, you have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, John.
Great. Thank you, Miriam. Good morning, everyone. And there are no new people, so there are no introductions. Sorry we didn't have a meeting in August, but it's been a crazy summer. As everyone realizes, we've sent out, Miriam sent out a doodle, and we've, in principle anyway, agree on the second Wednesday of every month unless there's an issue which we can all agree on changing. So for the record, the second Wednesday of each month, we'll have our EC meetings. So that can actually go on the website as well so that our members know. So we have a packed agenda. Are there any changes, additions to the agenda, first of all? And sorry about the PDF on Skype. I will endeavor to send it by email after today. All right, let's get to the second item and talk about ICANN 60. Are there any issues with their travel plans, bookings that anyone has? Nope. I don't either. So everything is good. All right. So let's. We do have two meetings at the CAN 60, which are the Constituency Day and EC. Those are scheduled. We do have a booked room and times, so we'll have to make sure that we develop something to promote those. The next thing is the an outreach meeting, which we had kind of discussed for. So let's have some discussions around having an outreach session. And before I do that, Miriam, is a room still available for us to have an outreach session, or do we have to request it again?
No, I have already requested it, so that's fine. It's available for 3 hours.
Okay, so I believe what I saw was the Saturday at 9 a.m.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I don't know when everyone gets in. I get in at 10:55. Right. So Juan isn't on the call, and is Panda on the call? Ganga on the call?
We're dialing in Ganga in now.
So what does everyone feel about? He's in. Okay. Can you hear Ganga?
Ganga isn't on the call yet. He's been connected.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, do we want to have an outreach meeting? That's the question, first of all, before we plan it. It is September 13th, and that schedule is for October 27th, right? Let me just look at that date. There's too many meetings. So it was scheduled for the 28th. Sorry. There's lots of time. There's 5 weeks to promote it. And does anyone have, I know that Consulate sent a link. But does anyone know an organization that we can work with? I mean, I think that's the best way to have an event. That's what we did for India, is we found an original event organization and worked with them because people already know them. I mean, that's the way not-for-profits work. Any no hands up? Yes?
I think we could maybe try to have an outreach event like we were going to have for Iceland when I was organizing it, and that was basically getting a restaurant and going there and basically have the event there as opposed to the conference site. Do you think that would be doable even with this short timeline? Thing is, we just need to be able to ask for money from the GSC.
John, I've got my hands up. Okay, sorry. So five fixed to the event date to ask for funding from GSE is, I think it's pushing it a bit from experience. And there is nothing, is there any reason why we can't have it in the ICANN Conference Center? There is a room available there already, so we don't have to, you know, pay for that. But yeah, I'm not sure why Ro wants to have it outside the conference center.
I think it's just a suggestion. Not that he wants it, just a suggestion as an option. That's what you meant, right, Ro?
It basically depends on how many people do we get there. Because if we're thinking it's less than 10, it might make sense to have it in a restaurant and have like more incentive for interested people to come. Whereas if it's more than 10 people, then we should have it in a conference space because otherwise it will be expensive.
Mm-hmm. In a restaurant, though, they can pay for themselves, right? There's that.
Yeah, they can do, but also like I think that was something that we were trying to arrange for Iceland that ICANN would basically pick up the restaurant bill as long as it wasn't like too big, you know. I think we were talking something like between 10 and 15 people, and that was going to be fine. Before this Pathfinder was mixed in it.
Right. So, yeah, that's an option. We do have the room. Now, Miriam, if I remember correctly, the room is booked for 9:30 in the morning. So it would be a morning meeting.
Yeah, I'm just going to share the schedule with you in a minute. But Ponsley has his hand up.
Yes, go ahead, Ponsley.
Thank you. Good afternoon, all. I just wanted to say about the restaurant stuff in Abu Dhabi, I think, restricted to the conference center because, one, knowing how the conservative nature, they are very welcoming and everything. I think we are dealing with NGOs from United Arab Emirates. We should just stick to the venue of the conference. I've worked with different organizations there, and I know how they are. I spent quite some time during the weekend in 2012 working with civil society there, so I know how they are. So I think I would just advise that anything we are planning with civil society there, which is we stick to the conference venue. One, we also have to know that in the UAE, they are not as open as we think they are in terms of the internet and all these things. So it's better we do our stuff there within the conference venue. The second thing I would like to add is that just like what happened in India, I did the reach out to the organization in India, because some of their members were part of the Association for Progressive Farmers, of which I'm an individual member. And I think I will rather, because we don't have time on our side, I want to ask for permission if I can initiate that to start discuss with NGOs in the UAE about our outreach program for ICANN60. Those are my few comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Pongsley. Yes, and for India, that was a very successful meeting. So if everyone's okay with Pongsley, I'm thank you for the offer, and I personally accept it. If you would like to go ahead, and having the person that is a friendly person to do the initial contact is always, to me, the premium way to go. So if there are no objections, we'd like to give you permission to do so. Great, Pongsley, thank you. So then the next thing to that is Raul. Adam would like to speak to us about our outreach, so we'll have to discuss a time when you and I can speak with him as well. So, Pongsley, do you have an idea? Can you give us some timeline when you would maybe have a response, or can we say by next week, Tuesday?
Maybe Friday, because I'm on vacation in the UK. I'm on vacation in London, so how will I take my time in doing stuff when I'm on vacation? So give me till next week Friday, please, and then I'll get back to you. Because I get home on Monday. I depart on next week Monday, so by Friday I will sort it out. Next week Friday. Thank you.
That's great, because I'm away next week as well, so Friday will be great. I'm back on Thursday, so. All right. Thank you so much. That's great. So that's on track then. And we're deciding to have it at the venue, so have the venue booked. And then we can go from there for the planning. Wonderful. Next. Any other questions, issues regarding that? No. No hands up. NCSG, there's also, it's not scheduled yet, but we're discussing, and I think that should be part of my chair report, there's discussion that perhaps there's a number of meetings for NCSG maybe a webinar, and I guess I go right into my chair thing, that we have to keep abreast of as well, that we'll have to go to those. I don't think have been scheduled yet, so I'll let you know as soon as I know, so that you can put it in your schedule. Number three, our reports. I'll just, since I started that, I may as well just continue. So there was a request from the security SSR, they call it, the review, sent a response that the team can present at our constituency day meeting, and they'll get back to us on the time, on their time. Obviously, we have to be flexible with them because I guess they go to different constituencies, and so we have them on the list, so the time is going to be when they arrive, I believe. And I originally joined the auction proceeds, and oh my gosh, it was so frustrating because it's a very narrow, this is the monies that's from the GTLDs, the new GTLDs, and what to do with it. And they were discussing what to do with it, but not necessarily what the purpose was. And I spent an hour listening to the talk, and thought, oh my gosh, the most wasted hour I ever had. So I declined and said I'd be just an observer. And I'm dealing with other funds for projects, and I thought you always need to have what the purpose and impact is before you get what you're going to use the funds for. But they didn't listen, so I declined that one. So I'm not on that anymore. He is the new chair for NCUC, elected chair for NCSG, and she reached out to me and just clarified a couple of things, as Consolate had pointed out, regarding her position on MPOC, and that's fantastic of her to do that. And so I responded, and so we're developing a pretty good working relationship. And I'm really happy that she did that, because she clarified her position, I guess in response to my comment, but my note that the new chair has to be supportive to MPOC. She wanted to assure me that she was as well. So I think that that was good of her, and that's what people said. She is a very good person to work with. So I look forward to working with her. There's a couple of things that I think that we need to – I'm really happy about the charter right now, how it's going. Great job. Roll kicked that and pasted it. Oh, my gosh, so much work. We still need to look at our NCSG review. They gave us until ICANN 60 to add additional things to it. And it's not about 2017, it's actually about 2016. So we just need to look at some of those comments and try to put more into it. So we can do that probably in the next couple of weeks as well. I kind of didn't want to give more work. I wanted charter to be focused on. And I think that's it for me. Any other reports? Anyone? Let's go to policy. Pontelet, and I'll mute my mic. Pontelet?
Yeah, Pontelet speaking for the record. Yeah, within policy, I will first say what I decided to do with policy. In this our calendar year, you remember after our elections, within the as chair of the policy committee, I sent out an email to old and new members of MPOC, telling them about what the whole policy development process is within ICANN and how it's important to our work. I remember I sent out this email on the 19th of July. I then, in the email, gave links within the GNSO working group so that members can understand about the PDP. And then in role as chair of policy, I recommended PDP processes that MPOC members, that I felt MPOC members should be joining those working groups, because they basically deal with what we as NGOs in terms of the DNS, I feel, are important for us. One was the use of country and territorial names, the TLD's working group, rights protection mechanism working groups in relation to the generic top-level domains. Then we have the protection of the IGOs and international NGOs identifiers within the GTLDs too. Privacy and proxy service accreditation issues working group. And lastly, the who is policy development processes. So those were recommendations I gave, and that's those working groups that we should focus on. Okay, within my work, within policy, Within the same period, I also let comment on within my work, I also let comments within the NCSG in my role as the lead representative for MPOC within the policy committee of the NCSG. And I've also endorsed comments that were worked on, going through them within the NCSG PC as required. And I've had a very good working relationship with Rafiq, who has guided me a lot on these policy things over the years. I also represent MPOC, as you are all aware, within the SSC, that's the Standing Selection Committee. And so I'm in that committee with, I'm the only MPOC member there. Within the committee, we have two NCUC. Rafiq has just joined. You know, we had only two, myself and Renata. We have been really working well. Right now, we are working on the GAC liaison that we have to do selection. We went through a whole selection process using a pool, and within that pool, we have Jolof that took the lead in the pool. And although Jolof is part of the SSC, but he is going to rescue himself. He rescued himself just as Susan Kawaguchi did in her case when there was another call. So it's going on well. We are going to be discussing after we finalize on the GAG liaison selection, which is almost done, I will say. We are going to finalize, or we are going to start working on the ATRT3 next week during our meeting. So I will say for now, that's what I have to report. Long term, what I'm looking forward to do in ICANN 60, I'm proud before ICANN 60 in Abu Dhabi.
Hello, Olivia has joined.
I'm looking at a situation whereby within new members, I hope to contact Raul and Ganga, since they are involved in the NCSG ESCOM, about new members that are coming into MPOC. Yes, I see the mails and everything, but they will have better profiles of those members since they work with the membership during the membership process. I think my outreach is to try to get some of these new members, some of them from different and geographic zones, to join MPOC and to work with, to just do a sort of induction course by Skype. That's what I want to do. I want to organize our own MPOC induction on how to work with PDP process, you know, because sometimes telling people to go to all these links and everything does not work. So I want to engage new members. I will be emailing Ganga and Raul sometime next week when I'm back in the Gambia or in work mode to do that, because I think we need, within this new MPOC, we need more people that will be involved in the PDP processes and also their faces known, you know. So that's my plan. Thank you. Any questions, I'll take them.
Excellent, Pontele. I have a question for you. That's a lot of work, by the way. Thank you. are there any policies that we need to be exploring and that you would recommend that we need to have some comments, at least a formal response for as a committee and obviously as adults, but as individuals, but any policy comments that we need to do right now, anything that you can recommend?
I will wait till after the NCSG policy call, and that will be on the 18th. So I will wait till after that call to see what to flag off for MPOC members to look at. I will say for now, that is what I will do, because so far so good. Nothing has really come to mind for us to look at, but I'm sure you are aware that FASI sent out, I don't know if any of you are within Best Bits. I'm in the steering committee of Best Bits, but FASI today has sent out a discourse, as she is in the organizing team for the civil society pre-IGF event on the 16th of December in Geneva. She sent out a survey that people should come up with comments in terms of thematic themes. So I will encourage all MPOC ESCOM members, especially you, Joan, as our chair, taking the lead, to try within your own ideas what themes you think will be encouraged, because we have to be strong within IGF, and I know Raul will be there, you will be there, I might likely be there, you know. So I think such calls on IGF that will be coming to the NCSG discourse, I will encourage all of us to be taking a good look at them, even though they might be coming through other organizations like Best Bits, which, as I said, I'm in the steering committee of Best Bits, but we also have a lot of NCUC people there, but hardly MPOC people. So we should be, I will advise we take a look at that. And after the NCRG's policy call on Monday, it's between 12 to 2 p.m. Then before I head to the airport, I will flag you all on any important policy discourse that we have to look at. Yeah. That's it for now.
Great, thank you so much. That's a lot. Any questions for Consulé? Seeing no hands. So membership is next. If Ganga can speak, please, Ganga. Ganga, go ahead, please.
We can't hear you.
I'm unable to hear Ganga. Can anyone else hear? Okay, Ganga, maybe we cannot hear you. Ganga?
Ganga, if you can hear me, I think the operator muted your line because it was causing background noise. If you can please press star six.
Hello?
Yes, we can
hear
you, Ganga.
Yes, go ahead. Ganga, go ahead. Okay. While we're waiting for him, welcome, Olivier. I saw that you've joined. Thank you for joining us. Ganga? Can you hear us? We can't hear you.
I'm having two calls from Adobe Connect.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yeah,
that's
I would
better.
Like to have a
Go
clear,
ahead,
clear idea about what kind of people we can accept as members, because I have a lot of inquiries from within India, but most of the people are not even on the net. They don't even have a website, but they are interested in this thing. So I'm just confused how to handle such requests.
Okay, Ganga. What I will do is, Ayush, the membership chair, I will spend some time with you. We can schedule it, and I'll write it down so that you can have it to answer those questions specifically. So that's so that you have a clear idea, okay? And do you have a membership report that other than that, or just you have questions about how to handle it? Okay, so we'll move on with membership then. I'll spend some time with you. Is your hand is up? Did we answer your question? And is it, do you have another question? Okay, thank you. All right, next, we don't have one on the call. He did apologize. One did apologize on the call, but we do have Olivier. So, Olivier, one of the things that we had talked about was tracking some of the actions that the MPOC EC had discussed on Skype. Have you started that, and do you have some actions for us that we don't have on the agenda? Olivier? Olivier is unable to speak, or Olivier, can you hear us?
Olivier, please press star 6 as well. Oh, actually, Olivier's line is in disconnected. He will be back in the meeting shortly. Thank you. John, please, you may go ahead. Olivier has been dialed back into the meeting.
Well, I can maybe give a little update on the communication. We basically managed to, we updated the website sorry, that's my dog, or Anu's dog. Our website should basically be up to date as it is now.
Did we lose Raul?
No, that
Raul,
was the end of the report.
Raul,
just basically saying that the website is up to date.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. that's wonderful. By the way, I don't know if you saw Adam's email to you and I, and he was quite pleased that the website was up. So great. Thank you for that, Raul. Olivier, you're on. Could you give us a report on tracking the Skype actions for MPOC EC if you have started it and you have a report? And welcome, by the way. I don't know if you heard me before. Okay, go ahead, please.
Great.
Okay. Is that you, Olude?
Olude. I have,
okay. Do you have a report for?
Because, yes, I just want to propose one topic for the Best Bit, the civil society organization for the Internet Governance Forum. My topic is about the internet shutdown in our countries. My country has known an internet shutdown for 5 days last week. I wanted to propose this topic as a topic for the Internet Governance Forum. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Olivier, but Ponce, I did ask if we have any ideas to send it to him or to respond to Farzi. What we're asking you right now is for any report you have on the Skype tracking and or actions for the EC on Skype. Do you have a report?
Yes, certainly. I have promised to furnish this kind of document every week. But I have not started now because I was in travel all the time. I'm not in the same place and a lack of computer. I'm just traveling with my phone and tablet, so it's difficult for me to realize it for the moment. But I'll start. I'll start with it, certainly this week. Thank you.
Great, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. So let's go to some of the things that we've initiated in terms of our work plan. I think we addressed the charter already. It's I think everyone is quite pleased on the progress. I've also addressed the NCSG review that for ICANN 60. That'll be fantastic. Raul, perhaps, I don't know if you've been tracking the Trello, and I'm not quite one that's added to it, but we do have to get in the habit of, myself included, to put what we were doing on Trello. Has there been any anything added in the last month to Trello, Raul? Have you looked even? But I guess what I'm trying to say is that we get into the habit of doing it. So this is what this meeting is about, is that we get into the habit of doing our reports, doing the tracking, et cetera. Did you have anything to say?
Yeah, I was wondering, well, what kind of tracking are we talking about? What, travel? I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, when we had originally talked about having the Trello, we were going to also put the work on the website, some of the work to say this is what we've done, so that sort of tracking, so people saw that we were accomplishing things, so sort of
Trello.
Integrated.
Yes. Okay, so yeah, that hasn't really taken off the how it should have, but maybe that's a good idea. Maybe we should sort of try to get back into the habit of adding things there, because then everybody can see it at once, and we can also tell each other to go and see what we did at Trello. So, yeah, I think we should definitely start using that, and that will save us a lot of duplicate work when we have to make reports and so on. We can just pick it and copy and paste it from there.
Okay, great. Yeah, so is everyone on Trello at the moment? I know I am. So if you're not, Will, might I ask if you could send any information to everyone so that they can sign up and just Trello, I guess, and start to add content. What we would do with the content is once we've accomplished things, it's a great way to have communications with our members. One, it's on the website. We could, if it's something significant, like, for example, Pontelet, you know, is asking for feedback on something, on policy, it's a great way to just, like, copy it and send it out to the members. But so that you don't have to always ask, it's there. And obviously, if it's written there, everyone can see it, approve it, and it's done. It makes it quite efficient. So if everyone could please sign up for it if you haven't. And Miriam, you and I have to do the actions and look at Trello as well to make sure that everything is being done. So I'll discuss that with you at some point as well. All right. We already talked about Pontelet's response for discussion, and so we won't go there. He, as he said, the next meeting he will see what the NCSG, what issues come up and what policies need to be addressed. So we can move on to B. Oh, someone speaking? No, nobody hands up. Thank you, Aaron. So we still didn't do the year-end review, but I will speak with Juan about that. Maybe not do a year-end review, but an update on what we're doing, what our policy comments are, and work on maybe tie them all together and just do a communique to our members. I think it's always good to tell our members what we're doing and where they can be involved. But I think activities always make people responsive. So I will put that down as an action. Miriam, if you could put that down, don't to work with Juan to get communicating activities to our members. I think that will be great. But that won't be done until the last week of September. I had no time between then and now. All right. Any other new business? We're at quarter two. Anything else, business arising, issues that should be addressed, anyone?
Hi, Joan. My hand is up. May I come in?
No, I don't see it. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Just a quick
go ahead, Mary.
Reminder that, yeah, so just a quick reminder that the email that was sent from Brian Schilling to you yesterday needs to go to the, well, should go to the membership. I saw you sent it to the EC, and I think it needs to go to the membership so they can partake in the webinar. Thank you. Hi, John. We can hear you. Hello, John. We can't hear you.
Sorry. I say we can call this meeting to an end if there is no business arising.
Sorry, we didn't hear you all this well. You were on mute?
Yeah, we're
not. We can call this meeting to... Oh, okay, great. I was talking all along. I said, are there any other business arising?
From my end, Pontley speaking for the record, none.
Okay, great. Then I can call this meeting to an end then. Great, thanks everyone. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes,
yeah,
can
thanks
hear
everyone.
You. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very
bye-bye.
Much. Kevin, you may stop the recording and disconnect all lines. Thank you very much for your time today.
Bye-bye.
Bye.